The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello friends, I hope this finds you all well. All well. Quite funny in the current climate, isn't it? I'm Chris Rule, I'm a former Royal Marines Commando, as many of you know, and now host of the popular Bought the T-Shirt podcast. I also occasionally do reaction videos, hence our gathering here today. And I've had several requests to make comment on a Australian 60 Minutes, I believe that is the name of the program. Recent release, I think it was released today. And it's an episode that centres on these alleged SAS war crimes that have said to have taken place in Afghanistan. Now, I just say from the start, I'm not here to crucify anyone. I'm certainly not here to disrespect the armed forces wherever they may be in the world. I'm more here in the capacity of shedding light on what is really going on here. Why are we having this thrust in front of us in the news, and who benefits from this? So without further ado, going to look at a bit of the 60 Minutes video. Just give you a heads up. So it's this centres on Australian SAS VC recipient, so Victoria Cross, Ben Robert Smith. He's been investigated for war crimes for the last 3 years. This is Australia's most decorated soldier, who also won Father of the Year. Now, as I said, I'm not in this to crucify him. I'm just here to kind of shed light from a military perspective, but also a sort of holistic, global, psychosociological perspective. Because if we can't understand what's going on in our media, then we are just puppets for the ruling elite. And they're literally playing us on strings. And I think a lot of people are coming to understand that now. A lot of people are stepping away from living in the matrix, believing their mainstream media and thinking it's all true. And it's not until you get behind that mainstream media narrative, that you not only understand what's going on in the world, but you can also stand up for our bloody children's future, because I don't think that's looking too bright. Not certain, let's just say, things on the horizon. Unless you've been asleep for the last 18 months, I think you know what I'm referring to. So let's just have a look at the video. Obviously, I can't play too much of it for copyright reasons. We don't really need to. I've just written down some time codes. Please bear with us, folks. I'm not the BBC, thank God. I'm certainly not Sky News. If you want that, go over and you know, get your dose of indoctrination from them. This isn't the channel for you. I'm just a guy that works really hard for not a lot of money to try and create a better world for our kids. not trying to be polished, just trying to get the truth out there. So thank you massively for everyone that support the channel. If you could please like and subscribe, even if you don't like, you can actually learn from stuff you might disagree with at the moment. You might even be able to feedback to me areas where I might be wrong, or I can improve my knowledge. And for that, I'll thank you. So please like and subscribe. Yeah, okay, so here's our war hero that's in the shit, as we say here in our British forces.
Busting a long-held myth about a much-admired and highly decorated veteran of the Afghanistan War.
Okay, I'm not just going to play too much because we're just going to get in trouble with 60 minutes, but I've got some time codes. So Australia's hero is now again, I'm just going to use the words allegedly because, to be honest, this isn't really the crux of what I'm getting into, but allegedly it's been had up for war crimes and unbecoming behaviour. And if your definition of unbecoming behaviour is what we're about to see, then I might have news for you because some of this is just part of being in the armed forces. And I'm going to come on and explain a bit more about that. So what have we got here? 457. So here's the guys, I think, on
Gallant
the ground.
Sight. Australian Special Forces in full flight in Afghanistan.
So yeah, this is, you know, life and death stuff, isn't it? One thing we have to bear in mind, whatever we feel about this, is these young men and women have undoubtedly put their lives on the line for probably what they believed was freedom, no matter what the true narrative is. Fast forward a bit more. So yeah, here's where it starts getting a bit gritty.
Some soldiers don't want to share.
So that was someone drinking from the prosthetic leg of a Afghan national that Ben Robert Smith is alleged to have shot dead. This chap here, it looks awful, doesn't it? If you haven't been in the forces, you might look at that and think, oh my God, what is going on? And that is the narrative that I believe the media is spinning here. It's a guy dressed up as KKK, but he's at what we call in the Marines a silly rig party, a fancy dress party. So does that mean that this guy is an out and out racist that wants to hang people of a different? No, of course it doesn't. Does it mean that this guy even has got anything against any? No, it's a fancy dress party. And these young men, I say young men, this is the Australian SAS. To my knowledge, I don't think they have any women, sir. You know, they're on the front line, sent to kill, trained to kill, under the highest amount of pressure. And I'm not excusing bad behaviour here. I'm just explaining as we go along. And when they let their hair down, fuck, they're going to let their hair down. And the more extreme and silly you can be, which might not seem silly to our civilian counterparts, that's what you're going to go for. You're in a group of not just outgoing young men, alpha males, but you're in an elite force and you're all alpha males. So it's not just a pack led by one alpha male. It's a bunch of alpha males and everyone will try and outdo each other. We'll try to do the craziest stunt, the silliest thing, the most, eye-opening stunt. So what possibly civilians might call sick. But a lot of it, when it comes down to it, is it's actually quite harmless. I mean, if you want to drink a pint of piss, you're not actually harming anyone, are you? You know, it's mostly done behind closed doors. It's not as though you're doing this in the high street, although this kind of behavior does overflow into the high street at times. If I say the words naked bar, I think some of you will know what I'm getting at. So these guys are over there. They're on deployment in Afghanistan, and they're letting their hair down. And again, I'm not just trying to excuse bad behavior. I'm just trying to explain where this program is just getting it wrong, and they're selling a false narrative to whip people into a frenzy, and possibly where they're not. Bear with me, it's quite
on breaking the rules and worse.
Time codes. You're gonna get hit with adverts. Hang on. So, let me just go to this while I get rid of the adverts. Bit of nudity. It's kind of to be expected, folks. As I said, these are boys being boys. They're alpha males. The other side of this coin apologies. You know, it's someone peeing on the floor, right? One sec. It's someone simulating oral sex. I love the way they black out the brand of beer as if that's the biggest problem these guys are facing at the moment. And yeah, this behaviour is being touted as extreme, as, oh my God, they're disgusting, they've let the whole of Australia down. This guy's job is to jump into an enemy trench, grab their rifle with a bayonet on the end and shove it through another young person's face, right? Or just stab their body repeatedly. This is stuff that's going to freaking haunt most of these guys for the rest of their life. And the media aren't focusing on that or the reasons why they're there. Many of you will remember the events, if I put it like that. Where's my air quote? Look, the events in let's say America 20 years ago, and the let's just say the narrative that the public were fed. And off the back of that, we've had 20 years of, let's say, dubious conflict. Nobody's asking where the sociopaths that initiated this conflict, you know, where are their bank accounts? Where are their stocks and their shares? Where are the ones that have sold billions upon billions of dollars worth of ordnance? So bombs, bullets, guns. Where are the ones that have profited off all the so-called reconstruction in the Middle East? Do you get what I'm saying? Where are the people whose bank accounts are now overflowing off the back of not just the deaths in the Middle East, which must have surpassed a million now? I mean, they were saying that 10 years ago, possibly in the millions, and all our injured boys and girls coming back in body bags, coming back with no legs, maybe no arms, lost their sight. About all those children that have lost their daddies or their mums, got to go the rest of their life now, never having known who their freaking father was, right? Why is no one questioning this issue? Why are we, you know, we're all pissing our pants over someone drinking out of a prosthetic leg? This is war. It's not supposed to be nice. There's no rules to it. I know we have Geneva Convention. Well, one side has the Geneva Convention, don't they? How does it get to this? Let me just bring me back up. It's really important to understand that the military recruits teenagers. I was, I think, 18 when I went down the recruiting office. What did I know? And what are you at that age? At that age, you function out of your left brain. So that's your programmed brain. You've been programmed from birth by our fear media, our fear society, to obey the rules, to say yes, to say no. You haven't developed your right brain, which is what us oldies possess, those of us that have stepped out of the matrix. That's your love, your compassion, your empathy, your respect for life, for the universe, for other people, for other nations, right? All those qualities that the sociopaths that control this whole show, they don't possess those. They're either not born with them, or they had them drummed out of them at a young age by the system that they're born into. And you join the military at 18, being this left brain individual. You then go through the most serious indoctrination, the heaviest indoctrination program on the planet, which is to kill without thinking, while simultaneously not letting your mates down. And if you do, even in training, you get some of that. And it's not nice. It's one of the darker sides of life in the military. If you fuck up, your life cannot not be worth living, right? I mean, I'll just give you a small example. You get off the back of this, you have your hierarchy, so your generals, your colonels, your people back in Whitehall, if it's the UK, and they're all operating with this system of rules. You're the men on the ground. You have a subculture. In that subculture, it can get very Lord of the Flies, especially when the more left brain people who possibly are sociopathic or who possibly have had the toughest of, you know, upbringings or whatever it is. And this is coming out, you know, the bullies at school, isn't it? The bully at school is really a victim, aren't they? They're the ones that are getting the shit beat out of them at home that then bring that behavior into the schoolyard and project it onto other people, project their loss of self, their lack of self-esteem, the fact they're not loved, the fact they're getting battered, the fact they're afraid, they're nervous, they're anxious, they're traumatized from a young age, right? That's your bully in your playground. This is the, you know, let's think of the bully on the battlefield now, right? You get this subculture, and these individuals very often can be powerful. Like, they're not the sort of people that if you're, you know, you're maybe not so assertive or you're not the biggest person in the world, that you're not going to argue with these guys, especially if they've got a couple of stripes on and you haven't. Or they got three stripes on and they are ordering you to commit what could be a war crime. It becomes very difficult then at a young age to go, Sarge, fuck that shit. I ain't doing that. You know, I think we saw this with the Sergeant Blackman incident, didn't we, in the UK, where it was all recorded on head cam. This shooting of an injured combatant, and you could hear on camera the two younger guys just obeying their sergeant or going along with it. I'm not making comment on that situation, whether it's right or wrong. That's irrelevant. I'm just saying some of you will be aware of that, right? So when you're young and you're left-brained and you're told and you put through this massive system, and then you're told, right, enemy front, you learn to hate them. You don't know that you're not informed of the other side of the fence. You're not informed of the other side of the story. you don't care about it, and you don't possess the right brain thinking to have the empathy for those individuals. You're just told they're the enemy. And then when that enemy is fighting back and you're losing people on the ground in horrific circumstances, IEDs, shootings, you know, people getting their faces took off by snipers. A lot of these coffins you see come back and everyone goes to the airport and, you know, stands to attention or throws. The civilians don't say there's nothing in a lot of those coffins. There's nothing to find. You know, maybe a bit of a finger, some brain matter, right? The body's just been vaporized in an explosion, especially in these horrendous vehicle IEDs that go off, right? You witness that, and you have an enemy that's responsible for it. What are you going to do? Are you going to possess empathy for them and go easy? Or is your left brain just going to make you more angry, more focused? On top of that, you've got righteousness on your side because you've been told you're right. They're the enemy, you know? We kind of know who comes up with that narrative, don't we? And who profits from it, because we've just discussed that. That's irrelevant. When you don't know that as a young soldier or a young Marine or a young trooper. You just believe you're right. These people are scum. They need our way of life. They need to sort their lives out. And of course, when you get things I don't want to say developing cultures, because if they want to develop to what we've had for the last 18 months, that's doesn't exactly reek of development, does it? That human evolution and our understanding of sickness and disease has just been set back 100 years. But yeah, in these cultures, which pretty much kind of lived in the not far out the Stone Age, right? There are some practices that are unbecoming. You know, stoning a woman to death for having a snog with a wrong person is a bit shit, isn't it? And so, this all plays into the narrative of you with your automatic, you know, rifle or machine gun in your hand, believing you're doing the right thing. And then, of course, this left brain thinking can lead to extremes. And that essentially is war. If you try to recruit 50-year-olds for your wars, how many are you going to get, right? Especially those that have read a bit of history, that have seen this narrative play out time and again. You know, Vietnam, wasn't it? Gulf of Tonkin incident. Some American sailor thought he might have seen a torpedo and then later said, no, I don't think it was. And of course, the Hawks, they were just looking for they were looking to expand their businesses there in southern Vietnam, weren't they? They were looking. They had troops already massed up in the country. They were just looking for the off, right? And look how many thousands died in the actual war. And that's just Americans and their allies. But think of the million plus of Vietnamese locals that were massacred. And then went on to die of diseases after, from the Agent Orange, whatever, or step on landmines that are still there to this day. And then, of course, there's our servicemen and women, but, you know, Vietnam predominantly men, unable to deal with the sheer horror of what they were willing to do as teenagers. But as adults, suddenly is like, oh, fuckity, fuck, fuck. What did I do? And I have friends now that they won't come on my podcast. They're my age. They fought in the Falklands as a teenager. And they're just like, nah. They've only just been diagnosed with PTSD. Right? Now they've had their whole lives living with this acute form of trauma. So, yeah, that is war. And that is what a program like 60 Minutes isn't going to tell you, are they? Mainstream media, the mouthpiece of sociopathic elite, isn't it? Let's just go back to this this video. Just bear with me on this, folks. Where are we now? We've got 1:49. So 4:35. Yeah, so we've got this box. Hang on.
Never be found, but he was wrong.
Okay, so this gentleman, the gentleman in question, has buried this box in his back garden, and it's full of memory sticks. And on those memory sticks, I can only tell you what I've seen. Excuse me, what I've seen in this program. But there's all their, let's say, their party games, which border on, for a civilian, might say sickness, and you know, you okay, fair one, but whether actually border on war crimes is kind of a separate thing again. Possibly there's a hint that I don't know, let's just say people have been executed when perhaps the Geneva Convention should have come into play. But again, why are these guys even in question? I mean, yes, you should be as a soldier, but What about the reasons that we went into this country in the first place? Okay, what about the people that gave us that narrative? Why are they not in the International Court of Human Rights, or a war crimes tribunal? So that was the box bear in the garden where all this came from. Yeah, here's our man looking very much the homecoming hero. And like I say, guys, just remember this chap, whatever he might have done, he's a victim of all this as well. And I'm not saying that to defend what any crime he may have committed. I've only seen him allegedly been accused of one, but. Yeah, you know, you recruit teenagers into your army when they've got an undeveloped mind and you send them into a bloody conflict. Is that not a victim? When those lads went over the top in the First World War and the generals just kept sending wave after wave, even though it's futile. And they got 5 yards from their trench before they started. You know, some of them didn't even get up the ladder, did they, before they fell back with a bullet between their eyes. Some of them were not more than children. The ones that had lied to join up, some of them, 14 and 15, weren't they? Let's just bear that in mind. This poor chap, I say poor chap, whatever the outcome of this, he's got to live with this the rest of his life. And I don't know. Unless you are a genuine sociopath or psychopath, i.e. you don't possess empathy, so you don't, your crimes to you mean nothing, then this stuff is going to come back and it's going to take its toll on you, isn't it? So 4:35, I'm not sure why I've got this time code written down. Again, it's just more, you know, frivolity.
Smith and his comrades
taken to the extreme. Yeah, it's a guy wearing women's clothes and suspenders. Jesus Christ, Mr. and Mrs. Public, if you think that's bad, you have no understanding of elite armed forces. And by the way, I'm not saying that this goes on in the British UKSF, Special Forces, SESS, I've no idea, to be honest. From my experience of working alongside Special Forces, By special forces, I mean people that have gone that one stage higher from either the regular force or an elite force like the Royal Marines. They've all been highly professional. You've seen many of them on my podcast. They might sink a beer or two, but I'm just being genuinely honest with you here now. The people I've met in the SBS and the SES, they wouldn't get involved in stuff. They're just far too professional soldiers. The Marines, yeah, we just fucked around a lot. Sometimes took it, a bit far. But, so I guess we're talking about the Australian SAS here is what I'm trying to say. There's the leg again. Again, someone who wrote about this, Vincent Bramley, who wrote a book called, he wrote a book about taking the paras, taking Mount Longdon. And he talked about after the battle, how the lads would just go around getting souvenirs. You get a good knife, you shove that in your pocket or in your webbing and you want to take that one home, right? You find some money, you're going to take it, right? This is what Vincent Bramley wrote about. So anybody thinking that there's this strict etiquette and code of conduct is possibly a bit misled. So what have I got down here? 8:45. Right. Just bear with me one second. Yeah. So I'm not going to show you the photo of the dead combatant. But what I can show you is this, is that a photo was taken with these, I don't know if you call these trophy coins, but obviously Australian SAS coins. We'd use coins like this in the Marines for playing spoof. You know that game where you have three coins in your hand and you put either one or three in or none. Then you have to guess the total and loser normally gets the drinks in or perhaps worse. So they showed a photo of the dead body with these on his eyes and a photo of it. And, that's not good behaviour, is it really? Not necessarily. It probably is a war crime. It probably comes under desecrating a corpse, doesn't it? Or that's what the lawyers are going to say. But possibly just not good behaviour. At the least is what I'm trying to say. This, like I said before, it's a fancy dress party. Oh. Prince Harry went to one dressed as Hitler, didn't he? That's quite a popular theme. I'm sorry if this upsets some of you. When I was in the military, some of the lads went downtown dressed as the Tiananmen Square massacre, right? Did it mean that they supported the Chinese Communist Party massacring innocent members of the pot? No, of course it didn't. Did it mean that they supported death in it? No. Did it mean it's probably a bit ill thought out? Well, possibly. Did it represent the mentality of somebody you'd want next to you in a trench in a firefight when your life depends on it and you want to get home and see your wife, your kids? Yeah, it represents that also. So, this guy might actually be a racist. I don't know. I've not met him, have I? But in this context, they're kind of blowing this a bit out of proportion. Dun, 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 1348. What do we got here? Yeah, this is where it all starts to get a wee bit. This doesn't go in this guy's favour. He's been recorded on a secret recording device. Some of his mates now are now reporting against him, right? Because this is all going to end up in court. And whether they're discharging themselves of their loyalty or whether they're just telling the truth or whether they're shirking the response, I've absolutely no idea. But this chap's realised it's going on. And I think he's still, what I would say, and who the fuck am I to comment, but if someone asked me, someone put a gun to my head and said, what's going on here? I'd say he's probably still in that, like it's all about me mode. Like I've got a gun and I can do what I want, and I fought for my country and they were the frickin' enemy, man. And how dare anyone question what I did? You know, I was there for my boys. I was there for the regiment. I was there for my country. And these fuckers with the fucking tea towels on their head and stuff that they, you know, that they did to our. You get where this guy's mind might be, right? So he's coming out with this that he's also got this backer. This chap is called Kerry Stokes. He's an Australian billionaire. I think he runs a network, like a media network. And previously, our man here has worked for this network or done interviews for it. And this guy stepped forward to kind of cover his legal fees, possibly giving him a bit of an aura of like everything's going to be all right. No one can touch me. And then we start to get the threats to witnesses. Okay. I'm not going to drag this out anymore, but this has been sent anonymously to one of the witnesses that's going to testify in court. Basically, shut up or you go down. In conjunction with this, either this witness or another has been reported to the Australian police for being a psychopath, having a house with firearms in it, and being of the mind state akin to that what happened in Las Vegas. I'm not going to say the word, but you know what happened, what allegedly happened in Las Vegas, right? I say allegedly, I wasn't there, was I? So this guy's been reported, and then the police have gone round there and found absolutely nothing. More adverts. And that, in a nutshell, folks, is about what I can make of this. You get these commentators. You get. One second, look. Marines and technology, eh? So you get these kind of puppet interviewers, don't you? And their questions have all been well worked out before. They're incredibly loaded. They are one-sided. And again, I'm not trying to excuse any bad behavior. I'm just saying this is how mainstream media works. And then they get their professional, don't they? Their specialist who comes out and he basically reiterates the narrative. They don't get someone like me, do they? That's going to go, come on, guys, right? You know, this is like you're arguing over the frosting on top of a cake. What about what's in the fucker? You know, who put this together? Who's behind closed doors now? Just loving the fact that now the Australian public will all be bickering against each other, that it's caused all this chaos. Order out of chaos. Think order ab chaos. I think some of you will get the sentiment behind that. And yeah. I'm going to bear with me. I'm going to cut it there, folks. Got some good pictures here. When you do podcast graphics, you notice things like this, but it just makes that shock story, doesn't it? This granite chiseled hero that there could be another side, but a lot of what we've seen, it's just media hype, isn't it? I'm not talking about those other videos that came out a while back. We saw they were quite disturbing. They just look sociopathic, but that's just my opinion. There we go. And as I said before, let's just bear in mind, friends, that you know we're all fucking victims in this, aren't we? All of us. We're all being played. And I think we should just bear that in mind and try to be a little bit more broad-minded before we dive in with our accusations and we sit on this side of the fence or that, because this is what these guys love. Remember, they've been doing this for thousands of years. This system of dividing people's minds, dividing people, controlling the left brain. It's an art that the people that control us, they've perfected it. It goes back to the days of ancient Babylon when they came up with this evil money system that eventually would enslave us all. Some of you that have read the Bible will know where that relates to the passages in the Bible, isn't it? No, this isn't I'm not being an evangelist. I'm just saying, let's not let it divide us. Let's just question the next time they try to send our brave boys and girls off to one of these conflicts. Let's all just take a step back and say, does it have to be this way? Right? Let's read books. Let's get away from the mainstream media narrative and let's watch the some of the amazing documentaries that have been made. Obviously it goes without saying, I just hope it all comes out the best for all concerned, and that's on, you know, wherever they might be in the world. So that's it, friends. I hope it makes sense. If you can just put your comments below. Do you think this is an open and shut case? Do you think it's worthwhile doing that thing I said? You know, just taking a step back. There we go. Right. If you can like and subscribe and help the channel, that would really help us. And I'm going to play us out. Much love. Look after yourselves. Thank you. Hello, friend. I hope this finds you well. My name's Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marines Commando, and I fought my way back from chronic trauma and addiction to live, work, and travel in 80 countries across all 7 continents, achieving all of my dreams and goals along the way. Now, I pass my simple system onto other people, but I can only help you if you like and subscribe. So please do so, because you get one life, and if you live it right, one is enough.